Chapter 4. He met his brother, Lord Surbiton, in Venice. He had just arrived from Corfu on his yacht. The two young men spent a pleasant 2 weeks together. In the mornings, they went up and down the green canals of the city in their black gondola. In the afternoons, they entertained visitors on the yacht. In the evenings, they had dinner in the city's best restaurants and later smoked cigarettes on the piazza. Yet, somehow, Lord Arthur was not happy. Every day, he studied the obituary column in the Times, expecting to see a notice of Lady Clementina's death. But every day he was disappointed. He began to be afraid that she had had an accident. He was sorry that he had stopped her taking the aconitine when she had been so anxious to try its effect. He was also concerned about Sybil. Although her letters were full of love and trust, their tone was often very sad. Sometimes he thought that he would be separated from her forever. After 2 weeks, Lord Surbiton got bored with Venice and decided to go down the coast to Ravenna. At first, Lord Arthur absolutely refused to go. However, his brother convinced him that if he stayed in Venice by himself, he would be bored to death. On the morning of the 15th of April, they left for Ravenna on Surbiton's yacht. The free, open-air life brought the colour back to Lord Arthur's cheeks. Even so, by the 22nd of April, he became so anxious about Lady Clementina that he took a train back to Venice. As he stepped out of his gondola onto the hotel steps, the proprietor met him with a number of telegrams. Lord Arthur took them out of his hands and opened them quickly. Everything had been successful. Lady Clementina had died quite suddenly on the night of the 17th of April. His first thought was for Sybil. Lord Arthur sent her a telegram announcing his immediate return to London. He then made the preparations for his departure and ran up to his sitting room feeling light and happy. There he found three letters waiting for him. One was from Sybil, full of sympathy and sadness over his cousin's death. The others were from his mother and from Lady Clementina's lawyer. It seemed that the old lady had been for dinner with the Duchess, but had gone home early, complaining of indigestion. In the morning, she was found dead in her bed, having apparently suffered no pain. A few days before she died, she had made her will, and she had left Lord Arthur her little house in Curzon Street, as well as all her furniture, personal effects and pictures. The property was not of much value. However, Mr. Mansfield, the lawyer, was anxious for Lord Arthur to return as soon as possible, because there were many bills to be paid. Lady Clementina had never paid any attention to her accounts. Lord Arthur was touched that Lady Clementina had remembered him in her will. His love of Sybil, however, dominated every other emotion. The fact that he had done his duty gave him peace and comfort. When he arrived in London, he felt perfectly happy. The Mertons received him very kindly. Sybil made him promise that he would never again permit anything to come between them. The marriage was set for the 7th of June. Life was bright and beautiful again. A few days later, he was in the house in Curzon Street with Lady Clementina's lawyer and Sybil. They were inspecting everything in the house, burning old letters and taking rubbish out of all the drawers. Suddenly, the young girl gave a cry of delight. "What have you found, Sybil?" said Lord Arthur, looking up from his work and smiling.
"This lovely little box, Arthur. Isn't it beautiful? Will you give it to me?"
It was the box that had held the aconitine.
Lord Arthur froze and blushed a little. He had almost completely forgotten what he had done. "Of course you can have it, Sybil. I gave it to poor Lady Clem myself." "Oh, thank you, Arthur. May I have the sweet too? I didn't know Lady Clementina liked sweets. I thought that she was too intellectual for such things."
Lord Arthur became deadly pale, and a horrible idea came to his mind.
"Sweet, Sybil? What do you mean?" he asked in a low, deep voice. "There is a sweet in here. Oh, but it is quite old and dusty. I don't have any intention of eating it. What's the matter, Arthur? How pale you look."
Lord Arthur ran across the room and grabbed the box. The amber-coloured capsule with its poison bubble was in it. Lady Clementina had died a natural death. The shock of the discovery was almost too much for him. He threw the capsule into the fire and sat down on the sofa with a cry of despair.